I'm here to talk to you about my trip to Bolivia in about 5 weeks. But to highlight that, I wanted to give you really a missionary update first. This is on the Mercados. As you know, three years ago, Emily was with us on the boat where we had the incident with the boat tipping. And she had suffered quite a deal with her father in going improperly to prison and the loss of the dentist a couple years before that. She had struggled a lot mightily, and she wrote this email post. And this is a picture of a boat trip that they were on just this year. Yes, the boat is back up and has been operating the last 3 years without further incident. She said, "For the past 10 years, my parents have graciously allowed me to accompany them on medical ministry trips. It's not a cruise. You sweat, you stink, and half the time you're a perfect meal for the mosquitoes and other things. That's the reality. Yes, sometimes there are technical difficulties, piranha bites, boat tips over. People like me fall and sprain something, but it's through these that we learn the best. These trips have always been more rewarding than they have been difficult. Some of my favorite moments are the following. The boat got stuck in mid-river, and a bunch of people had to jump off and push. And keep in mind, this is a 55-foot-long boat, okay, two decks high, so it's not like pushing a rowboat. It was 8 o'clock in the evening. It was dark. One clever lady warmed us up by making wonderful hot chocolate after such an affair. A young girl's parents, who lived in the middle of nowhere, prayed for a wheelchair. The team brought her a wheelchair. Now she's been able to get surgery and able to walk properly. Swimming with dolphins, always. These are river dolphins they have down there. A surgery involving my father and a little girl with 6 toes and 1 foot. I had the opportunity to assist with that surgery, in fact. An army general who hadn't been able to gather with other believers for about 5 years, crying after a service. I guess my point in making this public is to say thank you. Thank you to all who have prayed, given support, encouraged these trips. Thank you for the supplies, whether they're medicine or Jolly Ranchers. Thank you for sending your children, mothers, fathers, relatives on these trips. A huge thank you from me, the little girl who got her wheelchair, the lady who got her tumor moved, a boy who got his tooth pulled, and the man who accepted Jesus." The other thing I would like to share with you is from a prayer letter from Tony and Placido Mercado that just came in. She said, "I left for Bolivia for good on June 8th. After 10 months in the U.S., upon my arrival back, I made a boat trip with Placido, Emily, and our Rafa team." That's the team that's developing the training center. They're actually there at the training center. It's a 40-acre tract of land that they have purchased. That's Placido with Tony in the background, and then Bolivian missionaries, Cesar and Mirta Sudabi, that are helping there. And so, it says, "After that trip, we began taking the steps necessary towards moving out of the city of Santa Cruz to a small town close to the site that we had prayed much for. We purchased land for the center and begun to develop the property. At this point, we plan on staying in Bolivia for at least 2 years without a home ministry assignment." That means coming back here. "Our mission leadership has strongly suggested a short time in the States at the end of the 2 years, and the prayerful hope would be able to do this as a couple and maybe even with our kids. Our family situation is, of course, thorny since we are torn between our duty to report to churches, the work God has called us to, the restrictions placed on Placido, and the possibility of being together as a family. We do not wish to overdramatize our situation since we know everyone goes through empty nesting. However, our empty nesting felt more like a nest fire with all the baby birds jumping for their lives. I suppose it is normal to want a redo for what is irretrievably lost, but that is what we have been attempting." And then she goes on to share three special things here, and I will give those to you now. They want to, as she said, "We do not, however, want to be naive or insensitive. Therefore, we've taken time to pray and reflect and have decided to embrace the darkness and uncertainty as a spiritual discipline and have chosen as our focus the motto for the next few years the following. Number one, pursue the vision God has clearly given us in the light." That's where she had the quote, "Do not doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. As a team, we are clearly heard from God that we are to invest our lives in the Discipleship Center for Excellence for rural and indigenous people, a place where the shalom of God can be invoked, where scripture could be studied together in community, and where individuals could be steeped in biblical principles applied in culturally appropriate ways so that they might return to the communities and pack them for Christ. A place for restoration and renewal of indigenous and rural missionaries and ministers who would otherwise never have a furlough. It's because they're from Bolivia. A place where our team's regular ministry of camps, workshops, and conferences could also be carried out. Number two, do the next right thing, exercising our gifts and abilities as God leads and as we do life with our team. Now, Rich did not tell them to say that, okay? In other words, as long as God permits, we will continue doing what we each do best, caring for the ill, teaching the scriptures, and walking alongside our neighbors and calling people to be reconciled to God. Number three, be truly present and sacrificially loyal to those who are suffering in our community of faith and beyond. In other words, while carrying on the vision God has given us, we will not lose sight of the struggles and injustices many in the world and even our mission community are facing, and not become callous to their pain and need. And in short, what I will be doing when I go down there in about 5 weeks is continuing on with what got started last year of me having opportunities to minister to the indigenous pastors. I've been asked to teach on Genesis 1 through 11, so I have a series of lessons prepared for the pastors. I'll also be helping to clear some of the land here at the training center and be an encouragement to Placido and Tony. As far as people always say, what can you do to help? Well, I can tell you what, it's hard to clear land by hand without a chainsaw. So Placido desires that we buy a certain steel chainsaw, which costs twice as much there as it does here. It would cost because it has to be imported. It's about a $600 chainsaw that'll cost $1,200 there. So if you want to give and help with that, that would be a blessing. The missions team has accepted that as a project, and so that can be given through the church office here. I will be leaving on August 26th and be there a week. I covet your prayers and preparation for the things I'm going to be teaching and the ministry there. Thank you.